It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. But to me it seems quite clear that it's
all just a little bit of history repeating. Minimum wage redux. This week, Republican State Senator Rick Jones, who's quite conservative, introduced a bill to increase Michigan's minimum wage to $8.15 an hour. The bill would also increase the minimum wage to $2.75 an hour for tipped workers. Wait, did I really just say a Republican wants to raise the state's minimum wage?
Indeed, you did. This is an effort to get out in front of the petition drive to boost the state minimum wage to $10.10 an hour for all workers, including tipped workers. The restaurant industry has plenty of pull in Lansing and doesn't like this, not one bit.
But voters here in Michigan, that's if the polling is to be believed, they like it. They like it a lot.
It's polling above 65%. Even a majority of Republican voters like it. So a few Republican lawmakers in Lansing, like Rick Jones, are saying it's time to jump in front of this, head it off.
My intent is to stop the ballot initiative.
Take the lid off the pressure cooker by passing a similar minimum wage increase and preserving the lower minimum wage for tipped workers. And if it works, it will also be taking an issue from Democrats that could be used to turn out voters in November. And that would be a little bit of history repeating.
This would be a lot like when Governor Jennifer Granholm called for an increase in the minimum wage. That was in 2006.
Which, by coincidence, was also a mid-presidential term election year when Democrats typically have a harder time turning out their voters. So, just like now, Republicans in the legislature tried to get ahead of the threat of a ballot drive by passing their own minimum wage law, which Granholm then signed.
Now, 2006 was still a Democratic blitz, although that was largely because President Bush was so unpopular. Granholm was reelected. Democrats took control of the state house. This year is not going to be 2006.
No, this year it's President Obama on defense. The midterms are almost always tough on the party in the White House, so Democrats are looking for a little populist appeal to get out the vote. Hello?
Minimum wage! Yeah!
And remember, President Obama was just in Ann Arbor to talk up the minimum wage boost.
In part because the Democrats' best path to success in what's expected to be a low turnout year here in Michigan is to convince Democratic voters who would otherwise stay home to get out to the polls. And Democratic voters in particular care about the minimum wage.
Right. So the petition drive that's underway needs to collect a little more than 258,000 signatures by the end of May. That would put their minimum wage question in front of the legislature,
which is controlled by Republicans.
Right, Republicans running the show in Lansing. The legislature would have until sometime this summer to act on it. And if they don't approve it, the $10.10 minimum wage, it goes on the November ballot.
If Republicans can, well, preempt that, it would help preserve their built-in advantage this year, so they can try to suck the air out of the minimum wage drive before it gets its signatures. Cut a deal. Do something. My guess, though, is the prospects for success there are not great. Labor groups, for one, are already saying the Jones plan is just not enough.
And it looks like there are still plenty of Republicans who see it as a lose-lose. One of them, Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville.
You know what he's trying to do, and he's got a lot of the business community actually supporting him. The one person he doesn't have is me at this point.
And if the minimum wage question does go to the ballot, that's not necessarily the end of it. Michigan's Constitution gives the legislature the option of putting its own competing question on the ballot. The one that gets the most votes wins. So Republicans could still concoct their own alternative to the minimum wage ballot question with sweeteners to bring out their voters. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy
girl, and you got me wanting you. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. You are my